the church. All of us who are followers of Jesus Christ point to one moment in time when it really began to be the church, the Jewish day of Pentecost, the day Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to his followers. Now, the Holy Spirit has always existed. In the Old Testament, Isaiah said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." But about a month and a half after his resurrection, Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to live in the disciples. And when he did, he fulfilled John the Baptist's prediction.
"I baptize with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire."
The Spirit came with a rush of wind and tongues of fire. Then the Apostle Peter preached a sermon, and everyone heard it in their own language. That day, 3,000 people surrendered their lives to Jesus, and the Holy Spirit has never left the church, which means you are called to lead people to Jesus. Are you doing that? Go to BillyGraham.org. Click on Grow Your Faith, BillyGraham.org.